This lesson from Chapter 8 is called Feeling Your Power, Freeing Your Spine. Please refer to the book for helpful illustrations. Lie on your back. As you have in previous explorations, take a few minutes to observe how you are at this moment. Notice your breath. How are you contacting the floor? Especially notice your spine. How much of it touches the floor? Where can you feel a clear contact? Bend your knees and put your feet standing about shoulder-width apart on the floor. Begin raising your pelvis and then your back up off the floor, then lower it down again. Do this movement several times. But you don't have to spend time with your back in the air. It's simply an action of raising and lowering the pelvis and the back. Notice as you do this movement how it feels. Is it smooth and comfortable? How far can you go easily? When do you inhale? Exhale. Do you ever hold your breath? Notice how your spine lifts. Does it come up all at once? Or in sections? Or one vertebra at a time? Maybe you feel some combination of those three types of movement. Notice if you feel any tightness in your back, shoulders, buttocks. Can you do anything to make the movement easier? Stretch your legs out and rest. Sense if there are any changes. Now stretch your arms out to the side, horizontal, from your shoulders, with your palms facing the ceiling. Bend your right leg and put your right foot standing on the floor. Begin tilting your right leg over toward your left leg several times. Just tilt easily to the left and return. Feel your hip. Notice your pelvis. Do you feel movement anywhere else? And stretch your leg out, take a rest. Now bend the right leg again. Repeat this movement, but when your leg has tilted as far as is comfortable, leave the right foot on the floor and see if there's some way you can stretch your leg, lengthening your knee down towards your foot, stretching your leg somehow to be able to lift the right side of the hip a little bit more off the floor. Think about some of the strategies you discovered for lifting the hip in previous experiments. Try pressing your foot into the floor a bit. Lengthen your thigh, your knee. It should start to feel like a really nice morning stretch. As you do this movement, just notice, are you trying really hard? Try repeating the movement a few times, tilting the knee over, stretching, and returning. Can you lighten up in your effort? Can you exhale as you stretch? Are you tightening your buttock? And do you need to? Do you feel anything in your back? Your ribs? Your neck? Your head? Does the movement feel pleasant or stressful? Let it go, lengthen your leg, and rest. You can let your arms come down by your side if you wish. For a few moments, let your mind drift. Perhaps your attention will be drawn to the sensation of your two sides. Or you may tune in to some background thoughts that are swimming up to your consciousness. Now bend your left leg, put your left foot standing on the floor, and try the same movement, tilting your left knee to your right. Make sure that your arms are out horizontally to the side, your palms up. Play for a few moments, including the stretching, playing around with different ways to lengthen the knee, always returning back to neutral. Notice your breathing, your head. And let it go. Lengthen your leg. Let your arms come down and rest. As you're resting quietly, can you tune in to those background thoughts? Without judging them, just follow them with your attention. Now bend both of your knees and bring both feet standing around shoulder width apart. Tilt both of your knees to the right. If it's comfortable, let your head roll to the left as your knees go to the right. See if it's easier to have your arms horizontally out or down by your side. The next time that you have tilted your legs to the right, keep them there. But begin to move your left leg to the left. See if you can lift your left leg off your right leg. until the right leg wants to move, and then return several times. Now the next time you lift your left leg and let it go towards the left, let it continue so that your legs open really wide apart. As your left leg travels to the left, it pulls the right leg up into the air and over so that both legs end up on the left side. Don't move both legs together. Instead, allow that space in between your legs as they pass from one side to the other. One leg leads, the other follows. What does it feel like to let your legs be so far apart? Is it even possible? Or are you putting on the brakes with your inner thighs? Does it feel safe? Liberating? Terrifying? Is there a way to make this fun? This is how babies learn to move, by playing. Can you let go of judgment and seriousness and turn this into play? Try rolling from side to side any way that feels good. Rest with your legs long, your arms by your side. Once again, place your feet standing about shoulder width apart. Go back to your original movement of lifting the pelvis and the back off the floor. Notice how it feels now. Has anything changed or is it exactly the same? Is it possible to sense a difference or hard to remember what it was like before? What is your emotional state at this moment? Now roll to your side and come up to standing. Walk around a little and notice, is your walk any different?